At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I got to agree with that Fez. Are you kidding me? Last time I saw Kansas State, they getting whooped by Mississippi State. Last time I saw Oklahoma, you see what they do to TCU? They killed TCU. I got to go Boomer Sooner here. They roll over them Wildcats. 24.5. Forget that. Oklahoma wins by 6 touchdowns here.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The Lakers took care of business at home, a 121-114 win over the Denver Nuggets. LeBron James with a triple-double. But RJ, you think it actually speaks more to the success early on of one Magic Johnson?
Yeah, I love Magic. I mean, do you know how many NBA title series he's been in, Jonas?
Like 50,000?
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull back the curtain here in Vegas and help you guys understand how Vegas thinks. And one of the concepts we love, Fez, I know you love, Brad, I know you love, the free roll. How do you define a free roll, Fez?
A free roll's a bet you can make where if something goes in your favor, you have a great bet, but if it doesn't go in your favor, you still have a fair bet.
Yeah, that's a way to think about it if it's a bet. Or it could be, hey, you've got all upside and no downside, which is here's a $50 free play at the blackjack table. If you win, you put it in your pocket. If you lose, there's no loss. And in the hedge fund world, they call that asymmetric risk, where the downside is very small or non-existent. The upside is big. Now, what's that have to do with the Lakers? I believe that's what Magic has done here. Why? Well, what was the thought the Magic was going to do after they signed LeBron? The thought was, oh, maybe Paul George will come over. Okay, maybe. But the question is, let's compare that possibility. Let's put that off to the side. If Paul George would have became a Laker, there would have been a lot of articles written about how good that was for the Lakers. Paul George and LeBron. Right, that would be a conversation a lot of talk shows had. But let's consider the following. It's very possible that Magic's thought was, well, first, let's see how these young players play. And it's not just there's two of them, but let's just focus on the two number two picks. Think about this. Lonzo Ball, the second pick in the draft. And also Ingram, the second pick in the draft. And I would make the case, and let me ask you, Jonas, as an NBA fan, I think Lonzo Ball is slightly ahead of what we would have expected at the time he was picked. And I'd say Ingram is slightly ahead of what we expected at the time he was picked. Agree, disagree?
Yeah, especially this season, I would agree.
Yeah, that's where we are today.
Yeah.
So the idea, you got two number twos. I mean, what's this whole tank? What's this whole trust the process? It's about getting picks like the number one, the number two, the number three. We got two of them, and both guys felt like, at least the Magic, they were on the cusp of taking a step. So Magic figures, okay, let's not sign any B-level max guys. Now, by definition, a max guy is an elite guy. But even amongst the elite, there can be the B-level, A-level, B-level, elite. So Paul George, B-level, elite. I think we would all agree. He's not LeBron. He's not Durant. He's not a top five player. Okay. So they could assign him, or they could say, well, let's see if either of these number two picks, or both of them, or perhaps even some other young guys, or some of the senior types that they signed, the free agents that maybe some attitude problems, but maybe in LA with LeBron, they could step up. Let's give them all a chance. And who knows? We might hit the inside straight and be better off. Or if we're not, and here's where the free roll comes in. No real downside. Now at the trading deadline, the Lakers and Magic could make a move. Who knows what? Maybe Toronto, it's not working out with Leonard. Who knows? Maybe New Orleans finally wants to trade Davis. Who knows? But then let's say it doesn't even go. So the rookies, the veterans don't emerge, and there's no good trade at the trading deadline. Okay, two strikes, right? You still have a third swing if you're Magic and the Lakers, which is signing a big free agent next year, quite frankly, when the class is more appealing. And to me, the idea that the Lakers are going to whiff with all of their shots now with the two number twos, the other young guys, and this more veteran free agents. Maybe they will, but if they whiff there and whiff at the trading deadline and whiff next year in free agency when they have a max and they have LeBron, I think the odds of that are getting very slim that they would whiff three times. And thus we can make the following statement. The Lakers 1 year from today will be better than they would have been if they signed Paul George. So that to me is that next level type, you know, Vegas thinking, quite frankly, that I feel like Magic is doing. He knew he had a few shots, three of them in this case, and he also knew that he had enough equity in LA not to sweat coming in this season without signing a big free agent. Because I think we can all agree that was the narrative is, oh, the Lakers missed. Oh, Paul George didn't even give him an interview. I don't think Magic cares, because this is what we know about Magic.
I'm Magic Johnson. You know how many finals I've been in?
Well, he's been in nine, right? And he's feeling pretty comfortable. And I think personally, it's a heck of a Vegas strategic type play. Little downside, lot of upside.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Guys, it's time to take a look at every other game in the NFL here on Straight Outta Vegas coming up on Sunday. And we start in London here with the wisest wise guy's wisdom, because the Philadelphia Eagles are a 3.5-point favorite over the Jags.
Jags last three games, everyone knows they haven't played well, but think about how poorly the Jags have played. ATS means against the spread. The ATS margin is how far you either exceeded the spread or fell short. If you add up the last three ATS margins for the Jags, that tells you how much they've fallen short. It's by 65 points combined against the spread in the last 30 years. There's been only 24 teams that's fallen that short against the spread. So this is a less than once a season occurrence that any team is this bad relative to the Vegas spread over three games. You add in now Bortles and the discontent in the locker room. I think it's something more than, oh, the Jags are on a bad streak.
The Steelers are an 8.5-point favorite hosting the Browns.
Now, this is even more history. When the Browns played the Steelers in week one, the turnover margin, so the net turnover in the game, was Browns plus 5. If you go back 30 years, teams that are plus 5 are 158 and 6 straight up. And oh, by the way, one tie, the Browns. So imagine if it was only 6 times out of 164 games that a team doesn't win a game when they're plus 5 and the Browns are one of them. Boy, that tells you Pittsburgh outplayed them much more than the scoreboard indicates.
We go to Kansas City, where the Chiefs are a 9.5-point favorite hosting the Broncos.
This, to me, is about Denver and 1 o'clock games. Now, that sounds crazy. Like, what, 1 o'clock Eastern? That's normal. Well, the last time Denver won a 1 o'clock Eastern start was over 2 years ago. They're 0-6 straight up since. So usually you wouldn't think so much about a 1 o'clock Eastern start for a Mountain time zone team. But the Broncos, because remember, this is a very popular team that plays a lot of night games. So playing a 1 o'clock Eastern is unusual for Denver, and I think it's a negative, clearly, for Denver against the Chiefs.
The Bears are an 8-point favorite at home against the Jets.
To me, it's all about injuries. Negative for the Jets here. It's not so much, oh, those big names are out or Sam Darnold's hurt, but their two top wide receivers are banged up. And to me, that's cluster injuries. And those are usually more impactful than the mainstream media realizes. But additionally, when it's both at the same position, that's what the cluster is. Now you're not going from first to second. You're going first to third, second to fourth. And who knows who's going to be your third and fourth receiver, probably from the practice squad. Big negative that's being undervalued for the Jets.
And Darnold has been much worse on the road, where he averages only 5 yards per pass attempt versus close to 7 at home.
So think, per attempt, that tells you how much they're going downfield. When he's on the road, 2 less yards per attempt getting the ball downfield for Darnold.
The Giants are hosting the Redskins. This game right now is a pick 'em.
I just want to say Snacks Harrison. Let's move on. No, Snacks Harrison, and I love the name. I think this is a signal to the Giants, and it's not a good one. I do radio in New York and just segments, and everyone's saying, we have no idea why they made this trade. Snacks was only going to be $4 million this year, only in quotes, $7 million next year, one of their best defenders, and now he's gone. It looks like a salary dump. But what do the rest of the Giants feel if their best defender gets shipped out for no good reason? I don't think it's a good thing for the Giants.
The Lions are hosting the Seahawks. Detroit, a 3-point favorite at home.
This is all about matchups. Seattle wants to run the ball. Last 3 games, 155 yards, 190 yards, 171 yards rushing. Detroit's the worst in the NFL giving up yards per rush. Now, Snacks is coming into Detroit. He's a good run stopper. I don't think, though, he's going to be all that effective in week one or with the Lions, his first week. Do you think so, Fez, or not?
Yeah, I think he's going to play, but he probably is only going to play half the plays. Won't be as effective as a month from now, obviously.
The Bengals, a 3.5-point favorite hosting the Bucks.
I think the Bengals finally have reached a fair grade by Vegas. We've been betting against them week after week, overrated. Finally, I think it's a fair grade. But let's not forget, Cincinnati without Eifert, their tight end. Last 3 games without him, 17 points per game on offense. The prior 4 with them, Cincinnati, 32 points per game. That's a 15-point per game difference Eifert's absence causes. So I still lean Bengals, but man, Eifert's more valuable than people think for the Bengals.
The Baltimore Ravens, a 2.5-point favorite on the road at the Panthers.
People don't realize how good Carolina is at home. They've won 8 straight games at home, 26-6 straight up at home. So to me, when you think about the great home fields, it's not often Carolina being discussed. 26-6 straight up is mighty good for the Panthers at home.
The Indianapolis Colts, a 3-point favorite at the Raiders.
Another example of a front office move that's a signal, and again, it's a negative signal for the Raiders. Wait a minute. Mac's gone? Huh, that doesn't make a lot of sense. And now your number 1 or 2 receiver, how you look at it with Nelson, is gone? yeah, they got some nice picks back or a nice pick, but this year it doesn't help them. And the line has adjusted drastically. The sense in Vegas is we're not sure if the Raiders are really focused on winning right now.
The 49ers at the Cardinals, San Fran, a one-point favorite.
This is only the second 1-6 team, so the 49ers are 1-6, in the last 30 years to be a road favorite. Let me say that one more time. In 30 years of NFL games, a 1-6 team has been a road favorite once before this week. So the 49ers being a road favorite here is truly historic.
And finally, the Rams, a 9-point favorite, hosting Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Now, this one has been all around, but we'll add to it. Aaron Rodgers, 9.5-point dog, biggest of his career. But Brad Powers gave us even more. This is only the fifth time in his career Aaron Rodgers is more than a 6-point underdog. By the way, the four prior times, 4-0 against the spread, when you give Aaron Rodgers a lot of points.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
If you are a longtime listener, you know what this means. That music means it's crossfire time. Pro on pro violence, or let's call it aggression. Oklahoma, Kansas State, Brad Powers on one side, Steve Fezzik in the other. Brad, you start.
Yeah, I like Kansas State plus the 24.5 here for two reasons. Number one, Kansas State, under their head coach, Bill Snyder, really good off a bye. How about this? 11-1 against the spread off a bye in the regular season. Number two factor for me, Kansas State, the narrative, first four games of the season, this is the worst Kansas State team in two-plus decades. What people forgot is that Kansas State, the last three games, is a much improved team. Nearly beat Texas at home, lost by three at Baylor, and then their best performance of the season came right before the bye, a dominating win over Oklahoma State. I like the Wildcats here, plus 24.5.
Brad Powers on K-State. Steve Fezzik, rebut.
I like Oklahoma, minus the 24.5. I do feel this is one of Kansas State's worst teams the past couple decades. Bill Snyder is 80. This is not the same team that he had when he was 65, and you can't use trends back when he was competent to now.
Whoa. Incompetent?
Possibly a little strong, not nearly as good.
All right, fair enough. Go ahead.
And that's evidenced by two games this year. Yeah, they got blown out at West Virginia, lost by over 20. That's okay. But at home, getting punked in your own crib, 10-31 against Mississippi State, inexcusable.
When did you start using the word crib?
Last week.
I love it. Now, this is where, and again, as host of the show, it's my prerogative. This is where I get to decide who won. Wait. That's Hayseed. Haystack Hanks theme music. He's coming in and he is going to decide who won. Haystack?
Well, I'll tell you what, I got to agree with that Fez. Are you kidding me? Last time I saw Kansas State, they getting whooped by Mississippi State. Last time I saw Oklahoma, you see what they do to TCU. They killed TCU. I got to go Boomer Sooner here. They roll over them Wildcats. 24.5. Forget that. Oklahoma wins by 6 touchdowns here.
Whoa, Fez. Now, does that make you feel better or not?
Makes me feel better. Haystack is correct. Oklahoma has every motivation to run up the score here because they have one loss, and they may well wind up tied with other one-loss teams. So margin of victory, crucial.
I tell you this, when you and Haystack are on the same side, be afraid.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.